Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 1st, a culinary celebration featuring Lydia Bastianich, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets are now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Senora Leeson, we've both been traveling, but you've been to Spain, and while you were there, you made a genuine paella, or was it?
You know, Stein, the world can sit around and discuss what is an authentic paella, the classic rice dish of Valencia, but I'm here to say that whatever makes you happy, that is your paella. Make it your own. And I learned this at the Barcelona Cooking School, where a group of 12 of us from the KPLU trip we took to Spain and the south of France got to learn to make paella, the most delicious one I've ever eaten anywhere.
What did you do first?
We chopped up onion and garlic, bell pepper. There were broad green beans. There was some asparagus, mushrooms even. Those things were added to the big carbon steel paella pan after we browned up some chicken, cut into nice little bite-sized pieces. So you take it out, then add the onion and the garlic, and then the vegetables. And part of the trick of this was really caramelizing those vegetables and sort of layering the flavors. Then put the chicken back in, you add the rice, and one of the things you don't want to do is, other than tossing the rice around with the nice brown bits of everything, you just want to do that for a couple of minutes and then add your chicken stock and don't stir.
And the reason why you don't want to stir it is?
You're disturbing and making it too starchy.
And also you won't get that beautiful crust on the bottom.
That is certainly part of it. Getting that crusty bit on the bottom and getting it so that it's not quite burnt, but somewhere between, like just shy of that, that's the secret. And this guy was able to show us how to do that. Of course, one of the reasons he could do it was he had the right pan, that big carbon steel paella pan.
I want to make paella, and I'll tell you why, but I don't have an official paella pan. Can I just use a big cast iron skillet or have a big round flat bottom stainless steel one too?
Yeah, my guess is the big flat bottom stainless steel one would work best, because what you want to do is spread it out. You don't want it to be too high. And of course, there were all the terrific Spanish ingredients, including the smoked pimenton, the sweet Spanish smoked paprika. There's some grated tomato in that, and saffron.
Which brings me to my big announcement. My saffron crocuses are blooming. I've been harvesting my own saffron, and I'm going to use it to make a paella this weekend.
You know, Stein, I have always been impressed with your prowess in the kitchen and the garden, but the fact that you have grown your own saffron, I mean, that goes to the head of the class.
It is so much fun. It's just so cool. And you can really smell it in those blooms. They're beautiful purple blooms. Well, if you're encouraged to make a paella,
I'd send them right down to the Spanish Table on Western Avenue, just below Pike Place Market. They'll have everything you need, not only the ingredients, but the paella pans, too, if you're so inclined. They have a terrific recipe that we've used as the basis for our paella at home, and we'll post that on the KPLU website.
And for those who are not quite ready to make their own but would still like to try one,
Terra Plata on Capitol Hill. That's Tamara Murphy's restaurant, where on Monday nights only, they have paella nights. So go get a group of friends together and go have them make some fabulous paella for you.
Well, it all sounds like fun. We're going to have tons of pictures on this web post of Nancy's paella and a couple of pictures from me on our fabulous trip across Canada by train while I was gone these last 2 weeks. It'll all be at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
The rain in Spain really does fall mainly on the plain.
You got nothing on the Northwest. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.